Well, I realized that I didn't finish the movie.
It doesn't matter.
So
these movies fucking suck.
Oh wow. All right. Let me turn my phone off. So you'll have to fill me in, which is good. You could be descriptive, and you can tell me how the movie ends. I did finish.
I still remember
North Star.
Okay.
But I have honestly forgotten everything about it. I didn't write down anything. And I looked at the title just before we started recording, and I'm like, North Star? What was that about? And I started racking my brain. I'm like, I have no memory of it.
I remember that far more than I remember The Frontier.
I read that it came out in 1996, and it was directed by Nils Gaup. And then I The Frontier is the one I didn't finish, from 2015, directed by Oren Shay.
Mm-hmm.
And I know North Star was a Western, because I think you said to me last week they're both Westerns or something like that. And then when I was searching for The Frontier, and I'm like, I don't know what this. There's one. It's, I guess it's not a Western, but it's. So I'm
It's supposed to, like, the description on the DVD says it's a Western.
Okay.
A noir Western.
Noir, yeah. So now I'm like I know it was a Western, but I don't remember. Oh, Christopher Lambert was in it. Yes.
Okay. Lambert.
He was on the run from James Caan, right?
He's not on the run. He seems to be okay. So at first he's kind of running toward him, and then he's running away.
Yeah. Okay. And James Caan is taking over people's claims.
He's the worst man in the world.
Is he?
Well, he's basically voiding everyone's claim.
Mm-hmm.
And the people whose claims he can't void, who are real Americans, not dirty foreigners, he's just killing them.
Okay.
He's just murdering them. And then taking their claims.
So that was Christopher Lambert was a real American. Is that right? And that's why
as talked about in every line, he's a half breed.
Right.
So no, he's not a real American, because a real American is not an indigenous person who was there first. A real American is a person who came after, killed the indigenous people, took everything, and then made their country called America. Those are real Americans, Adam.
Well, I thought real Americans were born there.
Not indigenous people.
Now, I mean, I know you're joking around, but let's get the definition right. So was James Caan born there?
Yes. But also a half-breed.
Yeah.
As he murders a man. He murders an indigenous guy who accuses him of being a half-breed.
Okay.
So it turns out the only real American was Burt Young from Rocky.
Oh, okay.
And maybe Catherine McCormick, who was the girl who went on a lot of dog sled rides.
Right. But when the people in the West, they start getting mad about foreigners and stuff. Mm-hmm. They're talking about people that arrived to that country after they were born, right?
Yeah, that'd be a foreigner, yeah.
Yeah, so the people that are racist are like, they don't recognize that they just their parents happened to get there one generation before them.
Yeah.
And so they're like, well, I was born here, so that makes me completely better and different than everybody else. But their parents were disgusting foreigners.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's just say this. Anyone who's not a white guy.
Well, it's not about. All right.
Okay. They don't. That anyone who's not a white guy is not in the club, let's say.
I think that the foreigners were white guys. I don't know. Weren't they like.
Oh, sorry. A white American guy. A white American.
All right.
So the indigenous people are bad. Black people, not so great. Foreigners, also not great in James Caan's mind.
Okay.
Obviously not, in real life, but James Caan's character, he wants the American white people to own everything, and he's basically the one who's going to divvy that up and keep most of the spoils for himself because he's a very bad guy.
Okay.
Also, like I said, he's secretly a half-breed, and he's very upset about that
Yeah.
because that would make him a hypocrite.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the movie is essentially Christopher Lambert's character is he has a gold claim, but it's I believe it's only to protect the indigenous like spirit cave.
Yeah. Right. That was my understanding, was that he made a claim because then it could be upheld.
Right.
So back to what I originally said, was he born there?
Yes.
That's the difference between him and, like, I can't remember what they were, Dutch or somebody that was complaining at the
Swedish,
beginning,
I think, yeah.
Swedish. This difference between
Racist.
him and the Swedish were that he was born there, and then they don't really care because he's half native.
That's right.
First Nations, he's half
He's
First Nations.
disqualified for being half indigenous.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Aboriginal.
I think
Indigenous.
Aboriginals only. Isn't Aboriginal only like Australia?
I would say you probably could convince me of that. But I think there's a television station called the Aboriginal People's Network or something like that. So then I'm always like, oh, I guess is that the preferred term? I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
We should know.
It's First Nations. The last I checked 30, 35 years ago, it was First Nations. And I've always stuck to that. But
Okay.
you don't like that because you're like,
No, it's
I
not
was
that
first. How dare they? I was first.
it's not that I don't like it. It's that
Hard to say.
I was in a course for work learning about this kind of thing, and I think First Nations only refers to a couple of groups of people. It doesn't refer to all the indigenous people.
He might be right. Don't know. Ojibwe, would that be one of the First Nations?
I couldn't tell you which ones, but they went through all the distinctions of what to call people, what not to call people, what the technical terms are, why these people are First Nations and these people are not, and these people are this and these people are that.
See, indigenous to me just means that it's the same thing as native. Means that they were there first, but it really isn't a type of person. So I'm always like indigenous, because that's like if I looked it up in the dictionary, it wouldn't say First Nations people of North America. It would say something like they inhabited the place before. That's their homeland or something like that. I don't know exactly what it would say, but am I it doesn't seem like a term to refer to people. It sounds like a more of a like you
But you
would
just put
say
people after it, indigenous people.
the ants are indigenous to that type of soil.
Well, the people are indigenous to Canada.
Yeah, but that's the same thing. Native wasn't native became not acceptable at some point because there was like that's not really a type of people. That just means they were there first. So
Yeah.
it could be any person that was there first in anywhere in the world. It doesn't mean First Nations people. I don't know.
Yeah.
And Aboriginal might be the right word, but
It
yeah,
could
you're
be.
right. It's strongly associated with the Aboriginal people of Australia, and I
Or is
don't know
that
why.
just Aborigines?
Oh, I'd have
Let's
to
look
look up
this
the
up here.
definition.
Aboriginal.
Excellent. Hey, do you read any of the comments on our anywhere?
You're right. Aboriginal does refer to, yeah, Aboriginal refers to all the native, indigenous peoples of Canada. The Aboriginal peoples of Canada, which includes First Nations, Inuit, and Métis.
Oh, that's interesting. There's a distinction there. Inuit, First Nations, and Métis. Interesting. So the Inuit of northern North America, or where? How far north? Northwest Territories in the Yukon, are those Inuit?
And what's Nunavut, I think?
Nunavut. Yes, forget about I forgot about Nunavut.
Don't forget.
So those would not be considered First Nations. And Métis, I have no, I'll be honest, I have no idea what Métis are.
Métis is like that's like what I am. That's like a sort of French and an Aboriginal together.
All right.
I
That
think.
doesn't sound right to me. But okay.
Me see. Okay. I'm gonna.
I just flat out say I have no idea. Jesse says, "Oh, I think that's me." I think
Well,
I can.
the unions between First Nations women and European fur traders, primarily French,
Oh,
Scottish, and English.
very
Over
interesting.
time, they developed their own distinct culture, traditions, and the unique Michif language. So there you go.
All right. Interesting.
Yeah, we're learning far more about our own history and peoples than we are about these movies.
Are you trying to claim that you have a First Nation person in your lineage?
No, a Métis person.
No, a Métis person was a First Nations person and a European. You just said that.
It was
The
a
offspring.
yes. So
The
yes, I mean if you go back.
unholy union.
I guess if you go back far enough, but Métis is a different thing than First Nations. But yeah, you would have to have a First Nations person back there eventually, yes.
Yeah, I okay. All right. I'd like to see this.
I have a card that says it.
Really? But
Yeah.
you pay no taxes?
Absolutely, you get absolutely nothing with this card.
Okay, how did you get the card?
My dad told me that I would get a free education if I got this card. It was a filthy, disgusting lie, which couldn't have been further from the truth. He got the card for me and my sister, and then he did some digging, I guess, on the internet or called some, and they were just like, "You get nothing."
Yeah.
It was so I think in some provinces like Alberta. And this is because I have cousins in Alberta, and one of my cousins went to college allegedly for free. I don't really believe that anymore. But my dad was like, "Your cousin, he's going to college for free. You get this card, you'll go to university for free." And then I got the card, and then he was like, "Yeah, it doesn't apply in Ontario. They don't care."
That's interesting. You'd
And then
think
I was
that.
like, "Do I get anything?" And he said, "No. You can apply. I think I could apply for a scholarship or something. But I don't know if I don't think I ever did."
Yeah. But then you might not get into the school because they would see your disgusting bloodline, right?
They might.
So you don't want to advertise that.
I feel like Ryerson Geography wouldn't care at all. They were just looking for people who had at least a 60% average.
Well,
They were begging people.
that's great. That's interesting stuff.
Yeah.
I wonder what that card wonder because I know other people that had I think they were called native status cards.
Yes, I believe so.
And they definitely didn't pay taxes. They had lots of different things with no taxes. So I don't know
Yeah.
how your card's different than that.
It's not a native status card, I'll tell you that.
Something different. Oh, that's really interesting. Your dad knew about this. Do you have any idea who the person is in your history?
I believe it is my great grandmother.
Okay. Your great grandmother, that's not that far back.
No.
Wow.
Well, my great grandmother was Métis, but I
So it'd
don't
be before
know
that then, because we
before that was
know.
First Nations, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
But I have
Interesting.
no idea who that would be.
Wow, that's cool. Have you ever done one of those whatever they're called, 23andMe or whatever?
No, somebody was talking about it. I was at like a retirement party on
Should
Friday,
do it.
and this lady was telling me all about it, and she's like, I'm 20% Greek and this, and I come from Italy and this, and like she's showing me a map, and I was like, it's very interesting.
It is. I did it. I did it through Ancestry.com. It was either a partner, somebody partnered with Ancestry, but somehow it's linked to my Ancestry account. I'm basically just spit in a tube. You drop it in the mail, and they give you back crazy details. Really interesting stuff because I knew I was the one that said something like, isn't this last name of my grandmother her maiden name? Doesn't that sound like a Jewish name? And I'm the dumbest guy with this stuff. Like, I don't know the difference between anything and but I'm the one that was like, that sounds Jewy to me. And I'm like, only because I've watched so much Curb Your Enthusiasm that I'm starting to feel like I kind of know what they're talking about when they say stuff about Jewish last names. And then I said it to, like, my mother, whatever, and she was like, I don't know. I don't, like, she had no clue. And I'm like, has nobody asked this question before? And it my grandmother left Hungary because it was World War II. She was escaping Hungary. And I'm like, why would she have been doing that unless there was a reason? And so then I asked my uncle, and he made like a joke, like, yeah, right, we're Jewish. And I'm like, have you never asked the question before? And I'm like, am I the first person that's ever said this? Like, her last name was Zickerman or something. And I'm like, that sounds like a Jewish name to me based
Sounds
on Larry
pretty,
David. And and so, yeah, so when I got the 23, and yeah, it says there's some Jewish European. It's a small amount, but enough that my grandmother said, I don't think I'm safe here.
You would think it'd be a quarter. If it was your grandmother, you'd be a quarter Jewish.
Okay, so
But
then my,
you're way less than that.
yeah, it was, yeah, small percentage. I don't even know if it was
Oh.
probably less than 5% or something,
Wow.
but it wasn't. Anyways, I'm mostly baffled that I'm like, am I the first person that's asked this question? That's mostly what confuses me, because I'm like, how come nobody else has ever asked? Why didn't anybody ask my grandmother? Why did she escape World War II? Why did she escape the country?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, she didn't like to talk about it. And I'm like, yeah, okay, but after like 50 years, maybe it's okay to ask some questions. But anyways,
Yeah, I don't
confusing.
think anyone was hunting her in like the 90s.
No. And I'm sure she would be fine, comfortable talking about it. Maybe not the day after, but 50 years later, it's like, yeah, okay. I'd like to tell my kids a little bit about their heritage. So then my parents went over to Hungary at some point, met with actual relatives, and they asked the question because my mother became very curious because I said, aren't we Jewish or something? And so she was asking them, and they just kind of like got their backs up, and they were like, no, there's no Jewish in our family. No. And I'm like,
Really?
why? They get all offended? What is with people? What? Why are people so weird when it comes to this stuff?
Maybe Zickerman is just like a Hungarian last name. Maybe it's not necessarily Jewish. Who knows?
I do, because the genealogy, the blood test stuff said it that I am. So,
Well, I mean, yeah, but only a few percent, though, right?
yeah.
Like, obviously, your relatives aren't even 50%,
All
I
right,
don't
and the
think.
internet says it's a Jewish last name too. So those
Okay.
two things.
The internet loves Jews, as we know. The internet will just stir up trouble. Try to get people to hate each other for being different. Okay. All right. So I'm Métis and you're Jewish.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. I don't know what that means, but I like it. We're not just a couple of guys anymore.
Okay.
We're different now. Now we're different. All right, let's talk about something better than these movies. Let's talk about good movies. I watched Send Help. It was great.
Yeah, I liked it. It's fun.
Just enough Sam Raimi kind of little horror touches. It wasn't exactly what I thought it was going to be. It was a little bit what I thought it was going to be, but not exactly. It was just a
Yep.
fun movie.
Yeah, it's fun.
That guy was a super dick.
He was. Yep.
When he pulled out the fucking raft, I was like, man, this guy is such a dick.
Yeah.
He built a raft. He learned how to do all this stuff so he could build a raft
Yeah.
and poison her and run away.
Yeah.
That
Yeah,
was
it's good.
awesome.
Enough, you think it's gonna go one way, then it doesn't, and then it goes a different way, then you think you know it's how it's gonna go, but it turns around. It's great. I liked it.
Yeah, that was great. I also saw one of those new movies that everyone's talking about, that the kids are talking about. Backrooms. Have you heard of this movie that the
Never
kids are
heard of it.
talking about?
Nope.
You should watch it. It's
Why would
hilarious.
I want to watch something the kids are talking about?
The kids are talking, man. You want to be hip? So there's these guys on the internet. Have you heard of a movie called Obsession?
Yeah, is it a horror movie?
Yeah.
And it's recent?
Yeah, it's like number three. It was number one at the box office for like 2 weeks.
I
It's
think I
huge.
heard them talking about it on the Empire podcast, and I think they loved
Yeah.
it.
Yeah. So there's these two guys. I don't know if they know each other, they're related anyway with, but they made these movies and they're like YouTube guys. And I guess they've been kind of like doing little bits of these movies or kind of like building these movies on YouTube and like trying things out and doing little like experiments and projects with movies. And then they've made like two huge movies that just came out, and they're like in their early 20s. And apparently they're both really good. I've seen Backrooms. I haven't seen Obsession, but Backrooms is really it's cool. I gotta say, it's one of those ideas that you feel like you must have seen before, that somebody must have done before, that it feels so familiar, but I don't think anyone's ever, it feels like a dream that you've had, or it just feels like something that you should have seen before.
Interesting. Well, you've piqued my interest, so I will check it out. Backrooms.
Yeah.
When did it come out? A
This
year
week.
ago, seven. Oh, this week. Okay.
3 days ago.
All right. What else, man?
So I'll tell you how much the kids love it. This is how much the kids love it. My daughter asked me to go with her, told me to take her to see this movie, which she's never even like mentioned, I want to go to the movies in her life.
Okay.
And she was like, Dad, take me to this movie. And I said, who are you?
Yeah.
She said, I'm your daughter. And I
Well,
said, all right, let's
is it
go.
a scary movie?
Kind of. I wouldn't
So
call it, it's not like a horror movie, really.
was she is she was it appropriate for her age?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
And
she's seen like Conjuring and stuff like that.
so she's hearing about this from the TikTok videos. Is that where she's
Definitely
hearing
from the
about?
internet. Like, she doesn't watch TV or the only thing she does is go on the internet. So obviously she's seen this guy's videos, or she said it all came from like this one picture, and then other people were making other pictures related to it or little videos related to it. And then this guy made a movie.
Okay.
So
All right. I
I
don't
don't
know
know.
enough about it. I'll watch it. I'll check it out. But so I don't get how the message is getting through. It's her friends that are telling her about this, or is she seeing like memes? Is she seeing memes?
Don't know what they do. I don't know what they do on the internet, man.
Wow.
I don't know. I think they just go on like YouTube or something, and they just start watching videos, and then they'll go to like another video and another video, and then they'll have recommended, algorithms and shit getting them videos, and then all the kids just find these things, and
Okay.
then these guys are doing like their own little film schools on the internet, making, making little videos and getting good, and then making huge movies.
Yeah.
It's even got Chiwetel Ejiofor in this movie,
Okay.
and Renata Reinsba,
Yeah.
who I think I've seen her, but I don't know who that is. Anyway, yeah, good movie. I recommend it. I recommend seeing it because you'll be like, "Oh, this is so strange and so familiar."
Yeah.
I was like that anyway. Maybe you won't be.
Maybe.
There's another movie I'm still watching it, but it's very good. It's called Forbidden City. It's basically like a Chinese John Wick with a lady John Wick, sort of. It's awesome. A lot of kung fu.
Never heard of it.
You might like it. It's weird because it's like half Chinese people and half Italian people, and it takes place in Italy.
Okay.
It's kind of cool.
How did you hear about it?
I was in Walmart and I saw the Blu-ray and it was like a brand new movie and it was only $15 and I said, I'm gonna try it.
Oh, wow.
I said, I like Kung Fu.
That must be, well, I was going to say your daughter must have no clue how you could go through such a process, but she probably knows how to shop and go to Walmart.
Probably. She knows of Walmart. We've
That's
been
not a
there.
foreign concept to children. They still know about malls and shopping centers.
Yeah, but they don't want to shop there.
Yeah.
Or they find something on the internet and then they go to the store to get it.
Right.
But they never think of, like, my kids anyway, never think of like going there just to look around.
Okay.
It's
Yeah.
more of a destination than it is like an experience, I guess.
All right. It's a little bit different then.
Yeah, that's why malls are doing so poorly. And I found so there's this YouTube or TikTok or something called Abandoned Malls of Canada or something, or maybe Ontario. And Northumberland Mall was in it, and
No,
it
yeah.
was so fucking sad.
Right.
Like, pretty much only the bowling lanes are open in the metro, and I think maybe like the Cineplex, and that's like it.
That is it. You're right. There might have been a couple more on the ground level. I was just there last summer.
Yeah.
And definitely the movie theater, because I went in there to go to see a movie. I didn't see the movie though, so I don't know why I was in there. Maybe I was just in there to see what was open still. I mean, down the mall, there's still a whatever you call it, like a giant tiger or something like that. But it's not
Giant
inside of
tiger.
the walking area.
Maybe. I didn't know there was a giant tiger. There's a Dollarama.
Well, it wasn't Dollarama.
Oh,
I
maybe
mean,
there's
that
a.
might have been there as well. There might have been a dollar store there as well. But I'm just saying
Okay.
there was a couple more down the thing that
Yeah.
wasn't part of the mall. But then also there's a whole bunch of things in the parking lot area. Like there's like instead of using the mall space, they just build something in the parking lot. It's kind of weird, right?
Yeah, like all the restaurants and things.
Yeah, so when I went in, yeah, maybe the bowling alley, maybe it's still open. I didn't realize that until you said that, but yeah, on the main level, basically you just couldn't walk to the left and couldn't walk to the right. They just kind of,
Oh, really? It's blocked off.
yeah,
Oh
otherwise I
my
would have
God.
walked down the hall. So it was either
Wow.
blocked off because it was late at night, or it was blocked off just permanently because there's nothing down there.
Wow.
But definitely the grocery store was open, and then I think
Yeah.
I went into the grocery store and I asked them, "Can I not get into the other side or something?" And they were like, "I have no idea." She honestly responded like, "I have no clue when the doors lock. I have no idea what goes
Wow.
on over there." Like her whole, she obviously, I'm like, "You realize there was a mall there, right? It's still, there's still a
Yeah.
building next to you." And she's like, "No, I don't know." It was funny.
I thought you were going to say I went in there and asked for a job. My old job back.
I think I did cruise by the Pacific Fresh Fish. Every once in a while, I have a dream that I'm working there again. Do you ever have dreams like that?
Yeah, not. Yeah, where is it that I have dreams that I'm still working? Not Canadian Tire anymore. There is some place, but I can't remember where it is that I have. Maybe Weed Man or something.
All right, you didn't have to. I mean, you could have just said no. Jeez. You're a weird guy.
No, I'm trying to think like if I have dreams of places that I used to work.
All right.
I have dreams of going to school. Do
Yeah.
you still have those?
Yeah, every once in a while I'll have, rarely, but yeah, a dream that I got something due. And it takes me a long time the next day to be like, no, you don't. You definitely don't.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? Like, it's definitely
Yeah.
a stress dream that
Do you
you
know what
have
my
that.
dreams are?
No, I don't.
Okay, so this is weird. My dream is that I'm in university, but so it's either I'm in university or I'm working, and I either didn't graduate high school or university. Like it's like the show Community.
Okay.
I think it's because I still don't understand how I managed to graduate university with the worst, with the world's worst work ethic and just dropping classes and not knowing about classes. And like, I think I still can't wrap my head around the fact that I managed to pull together a degree.
Wow.
And I'm still having, 20 years later, I'm still having dreams about that I didn't graduate university and then like I had to go back or something.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
So it's more just a puzzle that's still trying to be solved in your head of like, how could that be
Yeah.
reality?
It really is like it really is, 'cause I used to just leave things like past the deadline. I would start them
Yeah.
and like there was one class I didn't know about. I didn't know I had this class, and it was like 2 or 3 months in, like probably November, and some guys that I kind of got a little bit friendly with in my whatever program were like, hey, are you going to the lab? And I was
Yeah.
like, what lab? And they're like, we have a lab Thursdays at 4 o'clock. And I was like, no, this is our last class on Thursdays. And they were like, no, it is not. We have a lab that starts right now. And I
Yeah.
was like, all right, let me go drop this class now. And then it was way too late to drop the class, and I just got an F.
Yeah.
And then I went back, and that was the story that I'm sure I've told you like 10 times about me and James being in the same stats class, and James fucking losing it because this guy wrote like nasty comments on his paper. And he was so fucking mad about it. It was
Yeah.
awesome.
Do you ever read our comments on
Never.
never?
What do we get? What do we got?
We actually have comments, and I stumbled upon them
Awesome.
a couple weeks ago
Okay.
on what's the one, the popular one that people like to use? Spotify? Is that it? Yeah, I think it
Yeah,
was
Spotify is
Spotify.
popular.
So
Yeah.
I think it emailed me and it said you've got a comment or something, or it emailed me. I don't know. For some reason I signed in.
Yeah, why
And
don't I see these comments?
I don't know, I'll have to forward them to you. But
Okay.
I saw the most recent comment, and I think it was Pat saying,
Okay.
good job. Jesse is a dick. And I'm like, yeah, right on, Pat. And so then I scrolled down because it said numbers that I'm like, that can't be true. Like that. People viewed and stuff. And I'm like, no way, that doesn't make sense. And I look back and we actually had a comment like 6 months ago. Somebody, you know, I told you a year ago, we've only had one listen and the person said, your podcast sucks. And I look back and somebody had responded to their comment
Awesome.
and defended us
Awesome.
and said it was enjoyable because they fought back and forth. It's not a reason to dislike it. Now, you're
No.
laughing. Is it because you made that response?
No.
This was a name I didn't recognize. And I'm like, somebody other than Pat has listened to this podcast and
That's
took the
awesome.
time to
Yeah.
defend us. Now, it's probably going to be your mom or my mom, somebody that we know.
No, they don't know. Well,
No,
my mom doesn't know
I'm
we have a
joking. I'm
podcast.
joking about the moms, but it'll be some person that there's a perfectly, but I looked at the name and I'm like, I don't know. I have any idea. That could be an actual listener. And I was like,
Yeah.
I don't have it in front of me, but I'm like, and they defended us. I couldn't believe it. And I'm like, wow, I don't know why I wasn't told about that comment 6 months ago, but that actually made me feel good. It actually
Yeah.
made me feel good for the
So is
first
it
time
showing that
ever.
we have listens now or no? Still like zero?
I would probably say, the number didn't make any sense. So probably we're still at zero.
It'd be awesome if we were like the number one podcast in the world.
Why would you even
And
do it? If we had one listener
no,
other
but
than
it would be
Pat,
just,
I'd be
it wouldn't be awesome.
amazed.
It'd be funny. It'd be funny if, and then we, like, you were out one day and people were like, hey, you ever listen to this podcast? And you were like, yeah, that's my podcast.
Let's get back to reality here, all right? We've
Yeah.
probably just lost our only new listener, and let's get back to reality. The Frontier.
The Frontier.
I watched the first half of it. No, I'm probably three quarters of it.
You watched some of it.
I was okay with it. I enjoyed it. I just forgot to finish it off because you moved the day on me, so I got all screwed up and I screwed up. It wasn't because of you. It's totally my fault. I definitely had time to finish it. I just didn't. So what
Yeah.
happens? It was she. This girl comes to town, or she's at a hotel,
Yeah.
and then it's kind of revealed slowly that all the people in the motel know each other, and they were in on some sort of a robbery of some kind, or their money's getting delivered to them for some reason, and she decides to drug them all and steal the money all for herself. I have no problems with this movie. You said they both sucked, but I was kind of.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to not make sense because, okay, so all the people pretty much know each other, right?
Yes.
Why would they act like they don't?
Well, then I started questioning myself. Were they acting like they didn't know each other, or was I just interpreting it that way because of the way the movie was playing out?
Yeah, like, okay, so the main character obviously knows Jim Beaver.
Right.
Was he on Deadwood?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
So the
the only
main
reason I know his
character,
name.
she knows Jim Beaver.
Because he's sitting in there when the girl comes
Yeah.
in, yes. So she doesn't try to hide anything.
But she doesn't seem to know, and you don't find that out till later, because he's just like beating on her. And you're like, why does this guy hate her so much? But she doesn't seem to know the other main, the lady who hires her, right?
The lady who hires her, I don't know who that. Oh, you're talking about, okay, the
The
main
one who,
character who drugs everybody.
yeah.
She doesn't know any of them.
No?
No, not to
She
the
knows
point of the
Jim
movie.
Beaver, no?
No, she doesn't know Jim Beaver. She doesn't know any of them. She
Then how does she know about the money?
what? You were way behind.
I
So
don't know anything about this movie.
that woman at the beginning, she's
Yeah.
sleeping in her car. Unless there's some twist at the ending I haven't seen yet, but she's sleeping in her car. What's the main the owner's name, the female who is well known actress?
Kelly Lynch?
Yeah, Kelly Lynch comes out of her motel, knocks on her car door, and says, "Hey, you're sleeping here. You can't sleep here."
Yeah.
Th then she says, "Whatever happens," she says, "You want a job here? You want to work here?" She doesn't know her, and
No, she doesn't know her.
that
No.
girl has says something like, "I escaped a bad relationship," or whatever. My boyfriend was beating me, or something like that.
Basically, yeah.
So she doesn't know any of them.
Right?
But
She
then as
doesn't?
no.
Then
What
how does she
what?
know about the money, though, that the money's coming?
Because they tell her.
Oh, I thought she knew Jim Beaver's character and they were like in it together
If there's a
secretly.
twist after where I stopped watching it, then that's possible. I'm really starting to doubt if you'll be able to accurately tell me how the movie ended.
Probably not. I know she kills, so she kills like everybody.
Okay, that's news to me.
Yeah, for they're in a car chase kind of, and There's like the young guy, she kills him. She kills like just about everybody.
Okay,
Ah,
back
man,
to how the
I don't know
movie,
how it ends.
how the movie's progressing. So
Okay.
you realize she doesn't know any of these people, but I think you're supposed to think that none of the people know each other either. So
Right.
Jim
Yeah.
Beaver's in there. He's probably a regular customer. Kelly Lynch knows him. That's fine. She knows her customers. But then the couple that gets there, the weird
Yep.
looking dude and the hot girl,
Yep.
you don't, I didn't think you're supposed to think that they know anybody else there. They're just guests of the motel. And then she steals diamonds from that couple.
Yep.
And then they say the diamonds are lost, or where are my diamonds or whatever. But there's one scene where the couple, the hot girl is screaming that she doesn't like how she's being treated. And at that point, I'm like, how could she? Who's bad? Who's being mean to her? They don't know each other, so that was kind of confusing to me. But then a little while later, it's revealed that they all know each other. They're all in on some sort of a heist together.
Yeah.
I liked it. I liked how kind of confusing it was and how stuff's getting revealed. And then I started to question, well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they never pretend like they don't know each other. Maybe I just interpreted it that way because of the way they were arriving at the motel, asking for a room, whatever. So I started to doubt myself. One thing I didn't understand, and you're not going to have the answer, but she steals the diamonds. The girl says, somebody stole my diamonds. The guy says, ah, oh, you probably misplaced them.
Yeah.
We'll go and check again before you call the cops or something. And then, well, maybe that's why. Maybe they just didn't want to involve the sheriff because the guy comes out and goes, I found them, don't worry. And then later, the girl goes to put the diamonds back. So she still had them.
Yeah.
They didn't find them. And I was like, why'd that guy
No.
lie?
Yeah, why would he? Because they all know each other. So that you know then they're not going to call the cops unless they think the girl that stole the diamonds is going to call the cops, but she's the only one they don't know, so they must think one of the people that they know stole the diamonds.
Yeah, that was confusing to me, and I thought, well, that hopefully that'll be explained by the end, and then I didn't finish it. So
And the sheriff is a bad guy, I think.
he wasn't a nice guy up to that point in the movie.
Yeah, it's like it's so there's so much stuff kind of going on, and it just doesn't all seem to fit.
Well, maybe it doesn't. So you don't know how it ends, which is weird because you did
I don't
watch it.
remember how it ends.
Okay.
It was 2 days ago that I watched it.
Well, when I stopped watching it, it was at the point where she drugged everybody. She'd put stuff in the margarita and she'd put stuff in the coffee, and everybody's fallen asleep and fallen down on the floor. She's dragging all the bodies out of sight. Some other girl shows up with a bag full of cash, hands it to her. And I'm assuming that's because that girl was told to bring money to a place and give it to the person at the motel.
Give it to the person you have working there, yeah.
So she gives the money to the girl and then leaves, and they don't speak. And then she has a bag of cash. And then I think either just before that or just after that, the sheriff has come in and he's suspicious. He's suspicious, but he leaves. And he doesn't take her drugged coffee. That's where it left. Where does it go after that?
Oh boy.
All right, forget it.
She goes somewhere. Oh, the guy, so the young guy gets in his car and drives, but he's drugged and he has an accident.
So I was expecting somebody to wake up.
Ah, fuck, I don't remember. I know that they all wake up pretty quickly because eventually they're all out at the car crash because the young guy drove when he was all drugged up.
Okay.
And everybody just starts killing each other.
Yeah, well, clearly you weren't following it, so
No, not at
no.
all.
You thought that the girl that shows up in her car knows them all as well?
I thought she knew, like, I thought she knew Jim Beaver's character.
Yeah, that would be very confusing if she knew him. Then I wouldn't know what the hell's going on in the movie.
Because he's being like really mean to her.
He's being mean to her because he doesn't trust her right from the beginning. And then the other ones say stuff like, well, that girl knows Kelly Lynch, right? And then Jim Beaver goes, no, she just showed up here. Kelly Lynch doesn't know her. What are you, dumb?
But I think he's doing that as a cover because
No, I think you're wrong. You somehow missed a step in the movie and you've got
okay.
something completely wrong.
I thought the whole thing of him not liking her was a cover, and then she double crosses him by drugging everybody,
Yeah. Well, it was right at that
including
moment
him.
when the people are like, well, we should trust this girl, right? She's cool. And then Jim Beaver says, no, you shouldn't trust her. She just showed up here a day ago. Nobody knows her. We don't know anything about her. Then he starts hitting her and slapping her around. And then I think she says, I just want in on the, just give me $1,000 or something. Just give me a thousand bucks from your heist and I won't go to the cops. And then they go, okay, that's fine. We'll cut her in. And then she double crosses everybody. And I think the guy even says, why are you double crossing us? I'll give you $1,000. And she says, I want it all. I don't just want $1,000. Now, what I don't have any idea about is there's some murder from a nearby town that's being investigated. And the sheriff says something like, who do you think did it? And I think that girl was mixed up in that murder somehow.
She definitely did that murder, yeah.
Okay.
I think, and I may just be writing my own movie here, but I think one of them pretends to be drugged. I think
Oh.
it might be Jim Beaver, and he's not drugged. But I
Okay.
may just be writing a better version of the movie that I want to see in my head.
Yeah.
But
No,
I don't.
that okay. All
Or
right.
maybe the kid grabs the money and he's drugged and he's driving and she chases him. I don't know.
Wow. What was wrong with you while you were watching this? What were you doing?
At some point, I just stopped caring. I may have fallen asleep. I can't remember.
Wow. I enjoyed it more than the North Star for because the North Star was just dumb. It was just what's his face on the run for most of it, which I didn't really care about. And then
I enjoyed it more. It was kind of a chase movie. You don't see too many westerns in the north. Even though we did see The Claim, which is a western in the north.
okay.
Oh shit. Hold up. I can't see you anymore. Oh, there it is. Okay. It's back. And it's I don't know. I like that Burt Young's in it and James Caan's just a dick. It had some do you don't see too many dog sled chases.
Yeah.
And I like that he kind of th I like that when usually when a guy kidnaps a woman for righteous reasons, which I always hate. In the movies is when they kidnap the girl, and then he's like, "Hey, your husband is really the bad guy. I'm the good guy, the guy who just kidnapped you. I'm really the good guy." And they're always like, "Yeah, you're probably right." She was like, "I don't believe a word of what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're a liar." Obviously, after that, she comes around to believe that James Caan is an awful person and indicts him. But I like that she was like, no, you're just a guy who kidnapped me.
I will confess, you're right. I did notice that and thought that was better that she still runs out of the cabin and says, "He's in there, go kill him." And then yeah. Because why would you believe somebody who's kidnapped you? And you're right. I did, for some reason, think the same thing as you. She's probably going to go, oh, and now she's going to be in love with him. Does she pretend a little bit? She sort of pretends like she's on his side and then double crosses him.
Yeah, I think so.
So it was a bit better. That was a bit, yeah, but I still didn't really care about what was going on in the movie. But I do
It's
like
not
movies
great.
that make you think a little bit, that make you pay attention. Make you try to figure out which characters are motivated, who's on whose side, who can you trust, who's yeah, I enjoyed that a bit more.
Yeah, I mean, North Star does not have that. There's
No.
one good guy and one very bad guy and a couple thugs and a girl who's being kidnapped and taken on dog sled rides.
No, and I kind of like to. This is what you can do with a one set and
Yeah.
a small budget, and try to get the most out of it by making it a little bit more psychological, by making it you got to figure out, you got to figure the characters out, because you've only
That's
got a
true.
little budget and small cast and a small setup. So
Yeah.
it is what it is.
Yeah. Movies like
Nothing
that
to no.
always make me think of Identity, though. And I
Yeah.
hate Identity.
There was a recent one, and I can't remember the name of it, where they all meet at a diner. And I was thinking, this really reminds me of that. It's recent, and but I can't tell you anything about it, so you haven't seen it. So
I don't know. I don't
yeah.
recall seeing too many recent diner movies.
Might be something with Yuma in the title.
Oh, it's not that one. It's not that one of Sympathy for the Devil, is it?
Does that have Yuma in the title? It's Sympathy for the Yuma Devil? No.
No, there's Sympathy for the Devil, and they're in a diner for a long time in that movie.
All right. Keep talking.
Spoiler alert, Nick Cage is the devil in that movie.
Why would you do that?
It's called Sympathy for the Devil, and it
Last
has Nick
stop
Cage.
in Yuma County.
Oh, I've heard of it, but I have no idea what it's about. It's about people in a diner.
Yeah. I remember liking it. So you should check
Okay.
that movie out someday.
All right. I'll check that movie out. Any other things you saw this week? Any movies? Anything fun?
No, nothing comes to mind.
Nothing. Did you watch the show Legends?
I watched the first episode.
Did you enjoy?
It wasn't good, it wasn't bad. It hasn't hooked me, so I haven't gone back to watch anymore.
Did you watch the King and Conqueror show?
I watched the first episode. It really didn't do anything for me.
Yeah, it's not great.
No.
It's not as good as Game of Thrones.
No. And it came out a year ago. It's not brand new.
Oh, okay, because they're showing it on my on Showcase
Yeah.
like it's new.
Yeah. But I think it
Okay.
was a BBC show
Oh,
last
I'm
year.
sure. Yeah. I didn't know it was a year old. I thought it was a BBC show that was like being simulcast over here.
I don't think
Like
so.
they're late to the party.
Yeah. No, got
Okay.
nothing else to talk about. When's your cottage weekend? Next weekend?
Yeah, we're gonna have to skip next weekend. Or this
Okay.
coming weekend. Let's find some movies to watch. Do you have any recommendations or anything?
Something better than this week's movies.
Okay. Let's see what we can. I'm gonna tell you a little story about a bad movie that I watched. And I thought, I'm gonna hate this movie because usually you go for me anyway, you're much better at this, but I always get suckered in to thinking this movie's going to be so bad that I'm going to love it or it's going to be enjoyable and I'm going to have a good old time, and usually I'm just like, this movie fucking sucks.
Yeah.
But I watched Troll 2.
Oh, yeah.
Notorious for being one of the worst best worst movies. They made a documentary called Best Worst Movie about this movie.
Maybe I don't know
And
what it is.
I
I thought it
went in.
was the Norwegian movie.
No. So this is a movie that was made by Italians who came to the US just to make a movie, didn't speak any English, wrote the movie in Italian, and then had it translated into English, went to Utah, and cast all non-actors and shot the whole thing in Utah. And there's no trolls in the movie.
Okay.
There's goblins. There's no Troll 1. They just
What?
named it Troll 2 because people wanted to see sequels, I guess.
Okay.
And there's other elements of it. Like they didn't want blood, so they have green like sap instead.
Okay.
Anyway. All beside the point. The movie, I expected it to be unwatchable, awful, like just boring, but honestly, enjoyable. Not good, not a quality movie, but really enjoyable.
Well, that's
I
a good
just,
story.
thank you. No, I just,
Wow.
but usually they're not. Usually you see these movies like Samurai Cop or whatever it is. What's that one with the cocaine? I don't know, whatever. Miami Connection, I think it's called. Anyway, and these movies just fucking suck, and they're not fun, and they're not funny, and they're made by people who don't know how. Like, this guy obviously knows how to make movies, this Italian guy. He's made like 100 movies or something like that. But this movie, like, they had no idea what was going on. It was crazy. Anyway,
Okay.
enjoyable. It's one of the first times I've ever enjoyed a really bad movie.
Don't know why you'd watch bad movies.
I don't know either. I always think that there's going to be something interesting about them, but usually there's nothing interesting. Usually
No.
they're just bad.
Usually they're bad, and that's why everyone agrees that they're bad.
But a lot of people love these bad movies.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I don't know. That's weird to me to be able to just sit there and laugh at it and be like, ha ha, look at how bad that is. It doesn't give me any joy.
Yeah, normally it doesn't give me any joy, but I like this movie. I didn't like it. It's not a good movie, but it was a really enjoyable, easy watch.
Yeah. Other than watching The Room just to understand what everybody's talking about, like, I would never do it. And even that's obviously a torture to get through, but I only got through it to understand. Could it
Yeah.
really be as bad as everybody says? And yeah, it is.
Is it? Yeah.
Never seen it.
No, I've seen the movie about The Room, but I haven't seen The Room.
Yeah. No, that's good enough. They do the thing where they show you the actual scenes from the movie at the end compared to the scenes they shot, and they're pretty close.
Yeah.
Like the scenes they shot, like you're like, that can't sound that bad. And you're like, watch the actual clips, and you're like, oh, it was. It's so weird, so interesting and weird how that guy just had all this mystery money that he would just dump into a movie,
Yeah.
and the way he was making it was just like, well, it's weird. People do weird things. And they're like, how come she says she has cancer and then that never comes up again in the movie? Because people are strange. He just has no concept of how to make a movie or anything, and yet he has millions of dollars to be able to do it.
Did he like he built like a rooftop set or something, and then they went up to the roof of a building he owns, and they're like, why don't we just shoot here? This
Yeah.
you made the exact same thing. He was like, I don't know.
It was
I
so
want to make a
weird
movie.
that a guy
Yeah.
could just be that terrible at the thing and then but have enough money to be able to execute it terribly.
I imagine if like you didn't really watch movies or you didn't understand how movies were made, then you could make like a really terrible movie.
Well, yeah, there you go. Go watch that movie. That's exactly what happened. A guy that just doesn't understand people, he doesn't understand what movies are, how to make them,
Yeah.
doesn't understand any of that, and he's bad at it, and yet he had enough money that he's like, I'm gonna do it. I'm doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And very strange. Okay, let's finish up then. Next
All right.
week, Secret in Their Eye, Blue Rune, and Time Cop.
Yeah.
All right.
Awesome.
Bye.